I'm not what you would call mystical by any stretch of the imagination, but something amazing happened to me last month. I had just milled my taxes, and I was walking briskly down the street in a subdued fury, as I'm wont to do, talking to myself and trying to think of ways to make money. I've made a lot of mistakes in my time, and it seems like television makes a lot of money from mistakes by airing them as blooper shows. What I needed was what network execs call a high concept, which is a sentence that looks good in the TV guide, like, poor black kid moves in with rich white people, and then the fun begins. A stupid woman moves in with two lecherous men, and then the fun begins. A wacky teenager moves in with a chimpanzee, and then the fun begins. And then the million-dollar idea struck me. What if you had a blooper show in which everybody did something right? If you do a blooper correctly, isn't that a blooper in its own right, a kind of anti-blooper, a zen blooper? In my mind's eye, I was pitching zen bloopers to a network producer, trying to explain just when the fun begins, making some amazing connections, which after all is my job, when, right there on the street, a very attractive woman in a trench coat stepped in front of me, shoved a microphone in my face, and said, "What would you like to see more of on follow-ups, bleeps, and blunders?" Well, I just couldn't believe it. Here I was thinking about bloopers, and a blooper person stopped me on the street. I spotted the video camera a split second later, and I was about to pitch my zen blooper concept to the blooper people when the blooper lady slipped off her trench coat with a frozen smile and stood before me in a skimpy bikini. I could see goosebumps rise in her flat stomach. She said, "What would you like to see more of on follow-ups, bleeps, and blunders?" She winked at me, but her smile was slipping. She was clenching her teeth to keep them from chattering. I said, "Lady, you're not getting paid enough." I turned to the camera and said, "Are you people heartless animals? You've made this poor woman stand in her underwear in a freezing San Francisco street just on the off chance a stupid libidinous male might gawk at her and you could get a good shot of the poor sap's double take." As I gathered up breath to say more, someone said, "Cut." The woman said, "Can I put my coat back on?" And the whole crew vanished into an alleyway. I continued on my way, working myself into a deeper fury than before. Some kind of amazing coincidence had just occurred. There I was, thinking about bloopers. A blooper show stopped me on the street trying to create a blooper. I committed a blooper by not responding to the blooper properly. Now, I've been watching all the blooper shows ever since, but I have yet to see my face, which proves to me, at least, that a non-blooper on a blooper show is indeed a blooper, but a true blooper just doesn't qualify as a blooper. A blooper cut from the blooper show is no kind of blooper at all. So my sad conclusion is, zen bloopers will not make me any money. Not making money is, of course, zen capitalism, but that's another theory for another time. I gotta go.